This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You're on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. It's Tass, Macca, Paul and me, Fiona. And right now I'm going to introduce our next interview, which is our marvellous and incredible panellist, Paul Horwell.
Thank you, Fiona. Thank you.
Thanks for being interviewed. We're so happy.
Can I just say, it's next year is my fifth year at Joy, and I think I've been on Sat Mag for 5 years. And it's flown by, absolutely flown by, and I cannot express, I guess, my joy at being here. But also to Macca's point, you know, we are with Gordon are an incredible group of people, and I think the amount of conversations that take place off air is almost equal to the amount of conversations that take place on air. And certainly, you're right, Macca. I think it's the team that makes Sat Mag what Sat Mag is today. And, you know, being part of that is very special.
So what brought you to Joy, Paul? What, you know, getting involved with Sat Mag and, you know, you've come to Australia from another place, from the UK. What brought you to Joy, but what brought you to Saturday Magazine?
So like a lot of people, actually, I discovered Joy when I was probably not in the best place in my life. I decided to quit my job, so having made the transition from the UK over to Australia. My job wasn't going in the direction that it was meant to be, so I quit and I took 6 months off to try and recharge my batteries and discovered Joy almost immediately. So I'd never listened to Joy in those first 2 years I was here. And then someone said to me, oh, what about Joy? So joined the radio course like a lot of volunteers do to start off with. And it was just fortuitous that at that moment in time when we get asked about what are the things you really enjoy and are into, current affairs is certainly top of my list. And I guess coming from the UK and having the luxury of the BBC, which again is probably close to independent. It's not completely independent, but it's probably close to that, was something that I thought would be really interesting to get involved with here. And I think within a month of being at Joy, I was thrust into Sat Mag with you two, YouTube boys, and learned very quickly
the hard way.
Learned very, very quickly how to find my feet amongst the experience that was in the room, and yeah, I've stayed with it ever since. And it's been. I'm glad, you know. And I spent a long time. It's interesting. I spent a long time deciding what do I actually want to do with my time at Joy, being a volunteer. And I took a step back and said, actually, I'm very happy to sit behind the panel, get to know the organisation, get to know the grassroots about how do you actually make things happen before wanting to jump onto the mic, which was a conscious decision that I think, you know, I think a lot of people come to Joy and want to get on air, which is laudable and it's lovely and we're very privileged. But it was quite good to be able to actually just relax and see what goes on and see how we manage the place.
Paul, tell us about your year. What were your high and low points during the year?
Well, I had a quick look back. Certainly, I think I can reflect on what was said in terms of getting a pass into here. Of all the crap that was going on last year, it was a lifeline coming into the CBD. And I think we were very lucky to be able to see the two sides of lockdown. Most people just got to see the inside of their lounge room or their house. We got to see a city, very sadly, that was deserted. So I think that was one of the sad things. I think having a job and actually being able to continue to work was probably also a highlight. And I spoke to like tens and tens of people who had lost their jobs, who hit some very dark moments. And I think, again, it was very good to be able to try and talk to people, just to try and engage with them, because a lot of younger people I know, particularly in their 20s, were not used to isolation. And, you know, I think the older age group, probably managed in a better way than the younger ones. So I think that was also a pretty good bit. COVID is crap. The whole year was crap. And I think, you know, that's the down point. It's, being caught in a pandemic is a, you know, once in a 100-year thing. We just happen to be caught in that once in a 100-year bubble, and that's a sad sign. However, the stuff I'm really looking forward to, though, Tass, was more about the Pride Centre. I know we've touched on this earlier, but I went back to do a little bit of research and just to find out that it was almost 2 years ago that they finally announced the architects. It was 1 year ago in January the 19th, 2019, when the builders were announced. And then we are going to be moving in on the beginning of February, which is 1 year on from that. And I think all that's happened in the space of 3 years. So all credit to the team and Jude and the team down at the Pride Centre. But I am so looking forward to getting a restart to 2020 and the chance for us to move from Bourke Street to a new location, to a new home, and be part of that regeneration. I think is going to be a massive start, not only for our community and for Fitzroy Street, but it's a good kickstart for Melbourne as well, to put us on the map with a Pride Centre of our very own.
And what a fabulous building it is.
It's an amazing
building. Oh, it's extraordinary.
I live not far from there, so I'm often staring at the building, and it's just, I mean, it's one of a kind in the city of Melbourne, I think.
And, you know, timing is so important, you know, as Paul knows this. The Pride Centre, you know, there's that article during the week about the revitalisation and the people in Fitzroy Street, the businesses feeling, you know, energised.
Oh, this is the Age article.
The Age article, yes. I mean, but again, you know, Paul, you know, you've been here for 5 years. Actually, not that much more than Tass. Tass's first real appearance on the show, I think, was July 19, 2015.
Wow.
We'll come to that when we speak to Tass. Yeah. But, you know, so 5 years, Paul, what do you see, you know, for you? You know, you work in a large corporate, you know, you've done a lot of working from home, you know, you've had to change the way you've worked, you know, let's just say low, mid, high point for the year.
Yeah, we're just saying that in terms of being able to work. I think the one thing I'm looking forward to, and I think Australia has a great opportunity to springboard, is the future's very bright. I think the lockdown ending in Victoria, which is certainly one of the biggest highlights of the year, gave us the opportunity to see how quickly the economy would respond. And yeah, I work for a major retailer, Macca, you're right. And we've seen exactly what people have been doing. And I've got lots of insights into people's spending power. And the economy's been ticking on behind the scenes in a digital space. And I think the internet has provided for lots of people to still engage, not only through Zoom meetings and through purchasing and all the community sort of services that go on. But it's given us some confidence that actually when people can get back out and about, the economy will pick up extremely quickly. And you can see if you're around in some of the major hubs, whether it's Fitzroy, whether it's Chapel Street, whether it's the CBD, there is a lifeblood there. And there are probably more seats in bars and restaurants and cafes now than there ever has been because of the extended outdoor seating that we've seen around us. So I'm extremely confident that not only will Australia, you know, continue to look after ourselves in terms of keeping safe, you know, permitting that everyone wears the mask appropriately, but also the economy behind is going to pick up really quickly as well. And, you know, all the crap that's looming with China and the big issues that are going on internationally is, you know, there is an underlying economy that I think is extremely strong. And if we continue to support local and continue to put our money into the economy, we will get out of this recession much, much faster.
It's great to hear from you, Paul. I mean, it's great to hear your thoughts about all of that, because we generally focus on policy issues, and here you are talking about an economic drive, which I think is fantastic. Thank you.
I mean, certainly it's been incredible to watch how people have been interested in supporting local. That's been a massive and wonderful outcome of COVID. And everywhere, support local, buy local. It's incredible, and I hope that continues on.
I think it's so important. I think, you know, everyone has to play a part. And it's some of those small campaigns, and Joy played a part in this with trying to get people to support local. We had Sally Cap on trying to encourage that same message. It is so important to do and to make sure the money stays in the economy. So, the press ads and the articles that we've seen from the government saying get out there and start spending money, we need you to do that. The economy needs money to function. So lots to look forward to in 2021.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Paul.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.